Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Pure Soul Alchemy. I'm Gabriela Espinosa, and I'll be taking this through a psychic surgery treatment for the next 20 minutes. It's highly recommended that you lay down and close your eyes and get as relaxed and comfortable as possible during the session. Pure Soul Alchemy is a transmission of channeled shamanic operations through my perception and vocalization of the inner energetic grid. We are opened in ways which allow these technologies to come through into our physical reality and enact change on our behalf. Allow your mind to relax into the words and phrases that come through without focusing too much on what's being said or trying to interpret. Notice any attempts by your mind to try to hold on to these words and phrases, and just let them go to the best of your ability. It's quite helpful to replay this session often to deepen the effects of the healing and take the processes deeper. And if you find this session helpful, please give it a thumbs up and subscribe and do all those little buttons. That helps me and it helps you to get notified of future sessions. So today's show is a shamanic healing session to support you to overcome the belief and the feeling that you don't belong, fit in, or even have anything of substance to contribute, you know, those kinds of feelings. So before listening to the session, have the intention of deeply appreciating the person that you are and deeply expanding your sense of at-homeness. We will be focusing on planting these seeds during our session. So now go ahead and rest, relax, lay down, and I'll take us through a little meditation and then the invocation, then we'll begin. So begin taking several deep breaths, slow breathing, and as you are deeply breathing, begin feeling into your body. Notice where you feel tension, pain, numbness. Envision your life force and vitality meeting, reaching, and soothing these areas. And allow this to continue as we go through our session. So we're going to begin by connecting with our divine physical and non-physical intelligence to align completely with our own core essence. Aligning with the fundamental and essential aspects of ourselves. Aligning with the earth, the sun, the moon, with our own mother, father, God, self, with our own inherent creator self, and a right placement in the universe, the purest healing source within us is our own deepest aspect. We agree to serve as our own healing agent, and to serve from and as our own ultimate inner counsel, the All That I Am. We now invoke, welcome, and receive our beloved Mother and Father God to exact these loving, divine, blessed graces directly into our healing proceedings today. Great, so we're going to begin with healing point number one, deconstructing the fear of being alone deconstructing the fear of being alone, deconstructing any patterns or programs that compel us to compromise ourselves just in order to have a sense of place in a group, family, circle of friends, organization, etc. So we're going to sit with this for a bit longer. So deconstructing fear of being alone and deconstructing programs, patternings that compel us, make us believe we have no other choice other than to compromise or sacrifice ourselves, our truth, just to be able to have the illusion of fitting in. Yeah, that self-sacrifice in order to not be alone, to not feel alone, to stay. Healing any dishonesty within self, ways in which we keep ourselves from the truth when something isn't working out, or when we're not getting our needs met, or we're not being heard, or when we're afraid to be heard and we don't speak up. All kinds of those and any other aspects of this are in the process right now. On the other side, dissolving an isolationist pattern of hiding, receding, retreating, running away, shutting down from others. For whatever reason, mainly though the fear that we'll be rejected, fear that we're different, or fear of facing that we're different. There's a lot more here than I realized when I was channeling things through earlier. Okay, and I have no idea how this relates, but we're going to clear for it. Mob mentality. We want to clear, erase, dissolve mob mentality. Great. Healing point number two, discovering and letting go of the ways in which you believe, consciously and unconsciously, that you are obligated to acquiesce, accommodate, indulge, go along with another person's or a group's agenda. Great. We also want to clear normalcy bias around this. Indoctrination. Cultural entrainment. Familial, ancestral entrainment. The conscious or unconscious. It's beyond the belief. It's a believing or perceiving it as a certainty, as a rule, as a must, that we must acquiesce, accommodate, indulge, go along with another person's or another group's agendas, priorities. Right, and we also want to clear the false dichotomy and the you can call it a false dichotomy, but it's also a it's not an archetype. Let's say a polarity program of domination and submission. Great. Dissolving the distortions that allow this to play out over and over again. The ways in which we talk ourselves into it, convince ourselves of it over and over, to our detriment. Great. And we're going to do a subtle and deep dissolving, disengaging from unhealthy lines of attachment, unhealthy bondings, those based in old childhood woundings and DNA woundings. Dissolving the distortions that allow this to play out over and over again without us seeing it, without us being able to choose. Great. So expanding the commitment to form alliances based on true resonance. True resonance is flow. True resonance does not allow us or call for us to violate our authenticity. Doesn't allow us to violate our most vulnerable self. Great, initiating an energetic declaration that you and your highest values come first in all areas of your life. Great, and of course we mean this in the healthiest forms. No going into the other extreme, which is the narcissism and the dominating and all that. That goes back to the clearing we were doing earlier on the polarity clearing. So having the highest respect, honoring and love for oneself, and at the same time, doing the same for others, creating win-win scenarios, and never usurping power at another's expense and vice versa, allowing yourself to be in the being usurped position. Great, so we really want to open the space for conscious heart living with full attention to one's own power, will, needs, respect, autonomy. And at the same time, respecting others. Great. Opening to becoming more aware of the ways in which you are not in integrity within yourself. Ways in which you deny yourself gifts, needs, inclination, a spiritual path or a physical plane path, Great. And we also want to clear mental body distortions that interfere with our authenticity and connection with our authenticity. So ideas, concepts about ways we're supposed to be, ways we think we should be, or things we should do, those kinds of things that get in the way of our authentic flow. Calling forth the gift of emancipation from all terror, fear, abandonment, isolation that perpetuates the illusion of separation from your essence, from your own essence, and from others, and from presence, from reality, from the world, from love, loving and being loved. Vital life equality, energetic engagement. Healing point number 4, healing the perception, feeling, and distortion that says, I don't fit in anywhere. I don't belong. We're doing a healing from this distortion, and we're also clearing any disharmonious and unhealthy and distorted patterns of behavior, of speech that come as a result of this. Diving deeper into the knowing that just because I have a different perspective doesn't mean that I am not connected. Doesn't mean that I'm separate. Doesn't mean that I don't belong. Doesn't mean that I can't have closeness. Discharging further false evidence that our mind has or may have latched onto that convinces us that we don't belong. And just some examples of that is I have unresolved patterns and pain, and therefore I am undeserving of connection. No one could possibly want to connect, to be in relationship or in friendship or community with me. Clearing these types of convictions and beliefs that are based on these distortions that we're clearing. Great, and discharging further false evidence that our minds may have latched onto that convince us very convincingly that we can't have love, connection, community, friendship, intimacy. For some perceived mistaken belief that we have a shortcoming or that we have shortcomings. Another example, I have addictions, and therefore, who could possibly want me? Or I don't make enough money, or I don't handle my money good enough for love, to be loved. So any permutation or any other one of those false evidence that our minds hold on to that keep us separate, that keep us isolated, that keep us alone. That's what we are clearing, dissolving right now. Okay, I'm going to spend a little bit more time with that. Right, so invoking a heart-to-heart connection, capability, and skill set upgrade. We want this to be so strong that any false narratives in our mind, our mental body, that attempt to perpetuate disconnect, isolation, not belonging, not feeling good enough to belong, just don't hold any ground. Invoking a heart-to-heart connection, capability, and skill set upgrade. A connection based on real values like love, truth, compassion, equanimity, understanding. Recognizing, putting online the recognition that you belong, period. And we're going to bring in the affirmative declaration, I belong, period, and infusing that into your energetic template. No qualifiers necessary, no affiliation necessary, nothing to prove, no test to pass. It's just a fact, a universal truth. Right, so we're now creating a containment field of protection, love, nurturing, and nourishing dynamic supportive forces as we in our realities reorient over the next several months to come. And we're now closing down our session in love, light, gratitude, and blessings. Thank you so much for tuning into Pure Soul Alchemy. If you found a session helpful, please click those buttons so you can be notified of further sessions and so more people can find Pure Soul Alchemy. I highly recommend that you listen to this session repeatedly. Typically in the one-on-one sessions, I recommend 30 days, once a day, but go with what feels right and best for you. And to schedule your own individual Pure Soul Alchemy session, please visit www.puresoulalchemy.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. Have a wonderful day.